For episode 3 of Gamora the Podcast, Ryan and I were so fortunate to get to sit down remotely, of course, with Carmine Monaco, who fans of Gamora know as the one and only Track. We were also very grateful that Carmine brought his friend Fabio Gargano along to help with the translation. So throughout the interview, you'll hear myself or Ryan asking questions in English. You'll hear Track answering in Italian. And you will hear his friend Fabio, again, who was gracious enough to give us his time, translating for us. We had a lot of fun with this conversation. Carmine talked to us about growing up in Napoli in the Spanish Quarter and just what he saw growing up in Napoli and, you know, how he took his own very unique path to Gamora, the show, the series, because unlike, you know, the other professionals we spoke to for the podcast and the other actors, Carmine didn't have any training as an actor. He never set out to be an actor, and you'll hear the whole story in the interview. So enough from me. Let's get to who you came to listen to today. Carmine Monaco, Track, Episode 3, Gamora the Podcast. Before we get to Gamora, like Ryan mentioned, you were featured in the documentary Largo Barace. It was done by fellow Gamora cast member Gaetano DeVio. It's a must watch, and it's about, you know, you and your friends' experiences growing up in Naples, Spanish Quarter. Tell us a little bit about this project and how it came together.
Allora, il progetto di Largo Baracche nasce da un'idea di Gaetano DeVio. Comunque noi eravamo ragazzi scugnizzi di quartieri, giovani, che comunque avevamo un'ispirazione a fare qualcosa di buono per il quartiere.
The Largo Baracche, the documentary, is an idea of Gaetano DeVio, the producer. They were younger, they were almost kids at those time. It's about 6-7 years ago, no? 6-7 anni fa.
Sì, sì.
Gaetano intercept their will to change and to do something good for them and for the quartier.
How did the kids connect with Gaetano? Like, how did he find them?
No, lui è salito un po' ai quartieri spagnoli, ha incontrato questo gruppo di ragazzi che eravamo noi, che si chiamava Socialmente Pericolosi. Era un gruppo di ragazzi che comunque si volevano un po' riscattare dal ghetto.
As you see in the documentary, they were joined in a cultural association. It was called Socialmente Pericolosi. That is such a name, a label, that's pointed to some people by the judge. It's a technical word in the law terms, you know, Socialmente Pericolosi. Was the name of the association they were joined together. As you seen in the documentary, was inspired by this by the father of one of them, that was a boss, Mario Maratillo Bellil. Gaetano just tried to look for them. Was Gaetano looking for them, looking for this association? I have to tell you that the office of the production of Gaetano DeVio is very close to this area. So he already knew about this reality. On a way, because this reality was a bit known. He was very close with the office, so he knew some reality, some people of the quartieri.
Poi da questo corto, questo documentario che abbiamo vinto al Festival di Roma, c'era Stefano Sollima, il regista di Gomorra, che mi vide e disse, portiamo al provino della serie.
And Sollima, the director of Gomorra, the TV series, watched in Rome Festival the documentary that, as you know, it won the documentary, the section of the documentary in Rome Festival. So the director of Gomorra gave him a chance to make a rehearsal audition. It was an audition for him.
You mentioned, that Gaetano kind of knows the reality of the, you know, the Spanish quarters and Napoli and the streets of Napoli. And that was part of why he wanted to make the documentary. I think the documentary, which shows real life, and Gamora as well as a show, as a series, they both obviously do a good job of showing how, you know, whether it's the Gamora or just some of the struggles in the area, they show the realities of how, you know, the Gamora maybe gets its tentacles into everything in the area and how hard it is maybe for young men in that area to avoid some of the struggles that come with it. Carmen, how did you avoid the fate of not necessarily ending up Gamora, but ending up maybe going sideways or not with a good head on your shoulders? Like, how did you avoid that fate growing up as a young man?
No, diciamo che tecnicamente è una cosa che esiste a Napoli, che c'è stata nel 2006 la guerra fra i Di Lauro e gli scissionisti di Scampia. Però Napoli non è solo quello. Io non ho trovato nessuna difficoltà, anche se ho vissuto in un quartiere che si chiama Quartieri Spagnoli, che comunque la criminalità c'è.
So the story you talk about, it's true, it's the fight of 2006 in Scampia, and it's a part of the story of the city. But Carmine said that it's not the only story of the city, there is not only Camorra. The same for him, living in the Quartieri Spagnoli. Not everybody is dangerous in the Quartieri Spagnoli. So.
Allora, io ho visto tante persone ammazzate per i Quartieri Spagnoli da bambino.
He saw many people dead, shot in this area, in the quartier, when he was kid.
Anche amici.
Most of all, friends shot down.
Posso dire che invece, con Gomorra la serie, dopo che ho fatto il ruolo, tanti ragazzi che sono stati criminali in carcere, sono andati in carcere, mi hanno domandato se potevano fare qualcosa per non fare più quella vita. Quindi Gomorra non è solo criminalità, è anche, può aiutare anche le persone. A me mi ha aiutato tanto.
As I told you, from when he was kid, many people shot down. But many people who saw Gomorra, who saw him in Gomorra, getting out of jail, asked his help to become an actor and to live that way. So Gomorra has been even something good for the people, to give them a chance.
E ha aiutato anche tante persone.
He helped many people, because many people who acted in Gomorra, they were real people from the street, criminal in a way. But working in this process, they left the street and joined in the art.
I have a question, a quick question. When you're a young man and you see people get killed, friends get killed, shot, how does that affect you as a young man growing up?
No, cresci prima.
For sure you become older quickly.
Capisci che quella
other.
Comunque è merda.
You understand that that's a shit.
Quindi provi a prendere quello stile criminale ma trasformarlo comunque artisticamente in un film.
So that criminal style you may transform it in an acting role, not more in reality. Just take inspiration from that style to transform it in art.
Gomorra è il 20% di Napoli, e ma l'altro 80% sono bravissime persone.
Gomorra can be the 20% of the people of the city, Carmine.
Come in tutto
says,
il mondo.
Like all over the world. But the rest, it's all good people. So even in the quartieri, there's a lot of good.
Credo
people.
Solo che è stato fatto a Napoli, solo perché a Napoli possono trovare attori in grado di fare una serie così grossa.
They shoot the series in Napoli, because Napoli may offer big choose of actor with that character.
You mentioned that the director of Gomorra first saw you, Carmine, in the documentary when at the festival. How did that work? Like, did he approach you after watching it and ask you if you wanted to be in the show? How did you hear that the show was being made?
Io ho fatto un provino su 1300 ragazzi per fare Utrak.
It was one on 1,300 for that role.
Wow. And how did you hear about it?
Mi chiamò Stefano Solima perché lui era uno dei giurati al Festival di Roma dove abbiamo vinto con Largo Baracche.
Stefano Solima was in the jury of Rome Festival. So that's why he saw the documentary, Largo Baracche. Largo Baracche is a square, it's a little square in the Quartieri Spagnoli, it's the name of a square. Director Solima was in the jury, saw the documentary, and just asked him to be in the audition. Every audition for Gomorra here in Napoli has been crowded by thousands of people.
Lui non è che mi ha scelto, io ho fatto il provino.
He didn't choose directly him, he just made the audition.
C'erano già attori comunque affermati.
There were a lot of actors well known already.
Ho combattuto fin quando non ho ottenuto il ruolo.
And the fight to get his role.
How did the audition go? Is it like, did he just send in a tape? Was it a live audition? Was there multiple auditions that, you know, he had to go through? Or did he do one audition and then they got back to him and said, the role is yours?
Allora, i provini sono su 1300 ragazzi. Da 1300 si passa a 300. Da 350. 50. poi
Ma tutto dal vivo,
da
com'era?
50
Era
20,
tutto da com'era?
tutto dal vivo, registrato al momento con i copioni. Ti davano delle scene in cui dovevi fare il personaggio.
The audition was live.
C'era Stefano Sollima.
Stefano Sollima was in the audition for all the 1300, per tutti i 1300.
Sì, su tutti i 1300, da 1300 passavi a 300.
From 1300 they became 300.
Da
From
350.
300 they passed to 50 person for the
50,
role.
20, 20, 10, 10, 5, 5 io.
50-20, 20-10, 10-5, and on 5 it was the survival.
L'ultimo provino, i 5 migliori, avevamo 70 pagine a memoria e ho vinto sugli ultimi 5 tecnicamente.
Last 5 got to rehearsal these 70 pages of story. They have to know with memory these 70 pages, the last 5, always in the presence of the director. So Sollima saw 1300 everybody.
È un regista comunque, scusate il gergo, con le palle, quindi osserva tutti i provini.
He's a director. He's a fucking director, excuse the word, because he saw 1300 people. He was present all the time to all the
Non
audition.
tutti i registi lo fanno.
Not every director do like that.
When you found out that you were getting the role, I mean, what was your reaction? How did you find out? How did the director tell you? And yeah, what was your reaction when you realized you got the role and you were going to be in this series?
No, loro ti chiamano a telefono e ti dicono: guarda, sei passato al prossimo step. Comunque io da mezzanotte scendevo di notte fino alle 6 di mattina sul lungomare per leggere il copione, comunque ci ho lavorato tantissimo.
Sempre
Mi
una
hanno
vera.
scelto, mi hanno chiamato e hanno detto: vieni a fare la prova costume. È stato scelto per il personaggio di Utrak.
Well, he all the time, all night was studying his part all the time, and all the time from 1300 to 300, he got the first call. He always been always received the phone call that always informed him that he passed for the next step. Until the end, where they call him for the dress rehearsal, just to start to be part of his role.
Per me era una cosa fantastica perché per chiunque nasce nel ghetto, nessuno ti dà opportunità, era arrivato il momento il mio momento, di affrontare un argomento vero, che non sia solo andare a lavorare, che poi non trovi lavoro, e in Italia è un po' difficile trovare lavoro, e quindi fare poi una cosa in cui comunque l'amavo è stato fantastico.
For him, of course, it's been fantastic because Napoli is not easy to find job usually. For the people who comes from the ghetto, he says, that are not in the productive process of the city in a way, it's even harder to get the job. So for him, it's been fantastic to have a chance. He said, my time has come now. I can try.
And what do you think made you the right person to play Track? What do you think it was about your personality, your look, whatever it was that you think made the director say, okay, that's Track?
Allora, il personaggio di Utrak non esisteva tecnicamente nella sceneggiatura. Io sono molto vero, ho
Quindi dice,
interpretato
cosa
comunque.
pensi che sia la tua faccia, come ti muovi?
No, secondo il mio punto di vista è anche quello che ho visto da giovane, gli omicidi, la criminalità, quindi ho assorbito senza farne parte, e ho guardato, l'attore questo fa comunque tecnicamente, osserva lo stile di un'altra persona, di un criminale. Quindi ho preso la mia grinta, la mia personalità, con l'atteggiamento di un amico mio morto, di un altro guappo che era stato ammazzato davanti a me, e comunque ne ho fatto corpo e ho fatto un personaggio, credo, comunque con le palle.
He said that for sure part of his story, of everything he saw growing up, that is what should do the actor, just watch, observe, and make a part of yourself what you're seeing. So he said, I already saw all this kind of life, plus my attitude, my way. I took inspiration by a guy. A friend of mine who was dead, I took inspiration by a boss that I knew the way he behaves, the way he acts. So all these things together made the choice of the director.
Diciamo che tecnicamente l'attore è questo. Se tu, per esempio, faccio un esempio, se devi fare un barbone, devi scendere di notte e sederti vicino a una persona per strada, fumare con lui, stare con lui, quindi devi essere quella persona.
If you have to play the role of somebody, you must know him. For example, if you want to do an homeless clochard, you got to be in the street with him in the night, smoke a cigarette with him, live with him and see how he lives. To be that character. That character was part of his experience in a way.
When you started on Gomorrah, I know you had already done the documentary, but as an actor, you didn't have too much of a background. Was there a learning curve? Did someone mentor you on set? Maybe one of the older actors? Did you have someone kind of, in English, we'd say showing you the ropes, like, you know, showing you how it's done?
Quando si fa un... Allora, chi ti insegna è una scuola di recitazione. Quando si va su un set a lavorare come attore, devi solo recitare, nessuno ti insegna nulla. Abbiamo fatto addestramento alle armi con lo stunt, riguardando i pugni finti, come impugnare un'arma, solo questo. Poi recitare lo devi lavorarci da solo.
Somebody that teach you to act usually is a school that you have to do before than acting. When you choose to act, you just have to act. But they had some coach for the weapons. They had some coach for the fighting. Okay, so they had some coach, but for some technical action, they just have to act at that point.
Right. Once you've been chosen, you are now an actor. And yeah, you mentioned they had someone training for the weapons. One of the things we wanted to ask Carmine is the knife. It's such an iconic part of the Trek character, you know, even the way he kind of plays with it and he wields it. Was that written into the character? Was that something that maybe you came up with yourself?
Quando il regista comunque ti sceglie, tu devi comunque apprezzare che ti ha scelto, quindi lavori su un qualcosa che non ti ha dato. Il coltello è stato un mio personale pensiero per ringraziare comunque il regista e regalare qualcosa di più alla storia.
He chose the knife as his own weapon, as a way to be grateful to director, to tell him I want to add something to show my gratitude to you.
Ho lavorato io sulla movenza dell'arma.
He chose this kind of weapon and he worked on it to add something by his own. No?
Tu mi scegli, io ti regalo un qualcosa in più.
You choose me, I want to gift you something more.
Capito.
So the audience gets, I think, a sense of how unpredictable, like a loose cannon in a way, when the character of Trak, we get the sense of that. In the scene where he shoots Zekanetta in the tub, how did you channel the mentality, the emotions of that scene? How did you really become the character in that moment?
Sì. Ho sviluppato osservando, è uscito fuori perché comunque l'ho reso più reale possibile.
The character came out because he was wanted to be as more real as possible.
Comunque quando uno lo osserva bene, tu essendo che comunque non è che nascondi la vera realtà, la rendi comunque reale, le persone se ne accorgono.
When you watch the reality and you want to represent that, people understand that there is a truth. So he just wanted to be as more real as possible.
Bisogna comunque, come dire, essere rispettosi di fronte al pubblico che ci segue, quindi essere più reali possibili.
It's a question even of respect for the audience to be as more real as possible, to be more credible in a way, no?
Per questo tante parole, anche molte parolacce vengono dette nella serie, perché quella è la realtà.
For this you got even lot of bad words, because that's the reality in the series, no? Even the way they talk, the way it is more close to the reality as possible. It's the way it's It's almost the real way the people talks, these kind of people.
Do you prepare for those scenes any differently? I know you're saying you wanted to make it more realistic when you do those scenes, but you know, whether it's the scene where, yeah, he shoots Zekanetta in the tub, or the really emotional scene where he meets with Jenny and pulls the gun on Malamore and shoots him, like these very tense, emotional scenes, do you prepare any differently for them?
Yes. Allora, ogni scena la devi fare tua. Il copione relativo.
Every scene must become yours. So what is written is not the base. What is written must be transformed in something yours.
Il copione relativo è solo un appunto.
The script is just an inspiration.
In specific to the one scene in season 2 where Track pulls the gun on Jenny. In specific to that scene in particular, how did you prepare? Were you preparing with Salvatore specifically? How many takes was it? It's one of the most famous scenes that I think the fans of Gomorrah really love and remember.
Sì, il personaggio di Utrak è forte perché comunque il personaggio di Utrak è così ribelle che io lo rendo comunque molto reale. Quindi il regista ha scelto che per la sua grinta sfida anche Jenny.
He said that scene is part of a process because the track was so real and was so rebel as character that he became the one that have to place a gun in the head of the Jenny.
Poi comunque sul set vi dico un segreto.
I tell you a secret on the set.
Quando poi devi fare qualcosa, noi siamo amici e Salvatore.
Is friend with Salvatore.
Solo che sul set evitiamo di salutarci quando ci sono queste scene, perché se io nel copione sto contro di te, ci aiuta a non salutarci nemmeno sul set.
On the set they even say goodbye each other, because this helps to create that distance that there is in the character. So even in the rehearsal on the set, they are enemies.
Così automaticamente quando lo vedi ti è antipatico.
So when you start playing your role, automatically is the one that you were not say goodbye.
Questo è un segreto, Questo è un segreto.
So for example, Carmine and Salvatore say goodbye to each other because they're about to become Track and Jenny.
Sì, eravamo amici, quindi poi. Ora che è finita, nella serie sono uscito, ne siamo amici, però sul set, quando che comunque ci aiuta tecnicamente a lavorare, se io sono contro di te non ti saluto nemmeno, così quanto ti vedo sul set devo recitare con te, già c'è quella distanza, no? Se prima ti sei abbracciato, prima del Chuck, non ti aiuta.
If you hug each other before playing a role, it doesn't help you. You must keep that distance all the time.
One of the things I think people loved about Gomorrah and what made it so fascinating every week is that it's like Game of Thrones in that no character is safe. As an audience member, you never know who's going to die that episode and which character might not be there anymore. Did you guys feel the same way? Like going into each new episode, each new script, were you as looking forward to not knowing what was happening as the rest of us? Were you thinking, oh, am I going to die in this episode? Or did you know much more in advance where your character was going to go?
Io lo sapevo all'inizio. Io non lo sapevo all'inizio.
On the beginning, he didn't know anything on the beginning.
Poi dopo un po' me l'hanno detto, dopo 3-4 settimane di lavoro.
After 3-4 weeks, he understood that he will be dead, that he will on the beginning he didn't know nothing about this.
Ma quello non si dice per una sicurezza di sceneggiatura, non viene detta, no, perché l'attore non lo deve sapere.
Usually they don't tell you because to leave free the one who writes to, because they don't even know in a certain way, not because the actor doesn't have to know.
Well, what was it like filming in La Vela? Like, how did this work? What was the reception of the series there? Like, did the people that lived there, were they okay with the fact that you guys were filming the series there? Were they maybe upset because they thought their area wouldn't look good? It wouldn't be represented well? What was that like, having to film so much of the show there in this area where people live and maybe where people don't have a good idea of that area?
Quando si muove una serie simile, si muovono comunque 30 milioni di euro.
when it starts a city like this, in a certain way it's 30 million that start moving.
90% delle persone che vivono a Scampia sono brave persone.
The 90% of people who live in Scampia is good people.
Sono brave persone, quindi io, tutti erano contenti perché ne guadagnavano tutti.
Everybody was happy because everybody earned some money.
E c'è un'umanità straordinaria.
So you got fantastic humanity. Well, something I may add, se mi permetti posso aggiungere
sì,
qualcosa.
Sì, sì.
I want to add you something, because it's true that not all the cities, still now, many people doesn't accept this way to represent the city, okay? On the beginning, I may tell you that Gaetano Di Vaio was called by the production, because on the beginning, before to shoot, nobody had to know it was Gomorra, even on Scampia, when they were preparing. Gaetano was technically kidnapped by two of them because they wanted to know what was this. I tell you because I know this. He told me this story. He was not kidnapped. They gave him an appointment in a shop. When he got in, they closed the door, okay? It was the iron that goes down. It's the iron door that you close when you completely close the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had that feeling that he was locked inside, okay? And he said to the guys, he said, okay, guys, let's not bullshit. This is not another Syria. This is Gomorra the Syria. I tell you because maybe you know, because you will know, because you have to know that this Syria, as Carmine was saying, takes with the same series, a lot of money. So first, if they want to play this series, they will play. There's no way that you fight this production because it will take place. So it's better that people on the place works. People of Scampia may work, may have some money by this thing, instead that even they think that you don't allow them to having a bit of money. After this, they didn't have no more problems.
Problem? Nessun problem. No.
I may tell you something.
Erano contenti.
In that place, close to the place where they used to play the scenes, there are places where they sell drugs. In the same time the series was shooting, the drug addicts sometimes went to them, to the actors. Say no, go on the other side.
Wow.
Comunque, sul lato umano, io mi sono anche riposato su gli appartamenti delle persone di Scampia, perché comunque si girava di notte.
Ah.
Quindi c'è un'umanità straordinaria che non trovi da nessuna parte.
He could rest in the night in the apartment of people close the set.
Nella vela.
In the vela, you know the vela. So he said that at the end of all there has been a big participation, a big collaboration. Everybody has been in a way happy of that, even if still there is people that thinks that this kind of series is not some intellectual,
bisogna
some people
essere,
from...
Bisogna essere sempre rispettosi e ti rispettano.
Carmine say, if you respect the place respect you. Noi stavo dicendo che ancora c'è gente in città che pensa che Gomorra non andava fatta, che
sì,
è un brutto
sì,
esempio.
Sì.
The question
allora,
is...
la question è che comunque se un ragazzo viene manipolato da una serie, il problema ce l'ha a casa, con la famiglia. Io ho sempre visto Scarface, ma non mi sono mai fatto un tiro di cocaina, ne ho fatto reati. Quindi il problema ce l'ha a casa, quello che c'è a casa. Se tuo padre chiude le palline di cocaina, vende la coca, tu vedi Gomorra, puoi comunque prendere spunti.
He said, if you, the Syria can help the criminality grows, is because this is a seed that already there is in some family. If your father sells the cocaine and you see Gomorra, after you want to sell cocaine more happy, but because your father is already selling the cocaine.
For ho example. Sempre visto Scarface, no?
He always loved the Scarface, but he never used cocaine.
Yeah, Yeah. So the character of Track, like every character, it has a rise and it has a fall, obviously, when, you know, when he dies. Now, as Carmine, looking back at the character and looking back at the show, what do you think of the character of Track? What lessons or message do you think young people can take from the character?
Allora, il messaggio di Utrak è un messaggio, credo, un po' mondiale. Qualsiasi ragazzo viene usato comunque nella criminalità, viene solo usato, quindi nasce e muore, o in carcere o per strada. Quindi il messaggio è questo qui, che questa vita, anche se fica, comunque all'apparenza, porta solo a non vivere oppure a morire per strada.
The character of Track, he says, can give an universal message because it's the typical guy that works for the Camorra, and even if he looks he has a good life, at the end he dies or ends up in jail. There is no even other possibilities of life. So when you embrace, when you start this kind of life, you have to know that your end will be bad, because or you'll be shot or because you end up
in jail. Il Track comunque è un parallelo della mia personalità. Se avevo fatto quella vita, comunque finivo in quel modo, secondo il mio punto di vista. Io il Track lo amo, è un personaggio che ho creato, però comunque che odio, perché è uno stile che tanti miei amici sono morti e non ci sono più oggi, anche per sciocchezze.
He loves that character because he created that character, but in the same time he hates that character because it's the paradigm, it's the example of many friends of him, for example, who made that life finished dead.
Yeah, that's understandable. When you first started making the series, did you have any idea how big it would be? Now you look at it years later, you know, you've got two guys from Canada that want to talk to you about it, you know, like, did you realize how big the series would get? Not just in Napoli, not just in Italy, but internationally.
No, infatti la serie doveva essere una stagione.
No, because the series on the beginning was scheduled for just one season. Nobody expected that kind of success international.
Infatti, noi abbiamo creato comunque uno stile, credo, che era fatto, cioè, comunque una serie simile sembra americana.
It looks such an American series, it's not quite an Italian typical.
Non è
production.
Uno stile italiano, però grazie, credo, a ogni singolo personaggio, anche a partire dalle comparse, devo ringraziare, hanno fatto in grado che comunque la serie andava avanti.
Thanking to all the people who participate to the series, even to the
piccolo
actor,
ruolo,
even the small role, an actor who doesn't say a word. All of them added something to create this alchemy that let grow the series.
Mettiamo sempre in chiaro che gli attori fanno il 30% di un qualsiasi progetto.
He said the actors are just the 30% of any project.
And quindi c'è la produzione, c'è la regia, c'è la dietoregia, c'è il fonico, i costumisti, comunque c'è tutto un team che lavora dietro una serie importante, quindi l'attore fa il 20%, il 30% del lavoro, quindi.
So the series is not made just by actors who are the 30%, there is the production, director and all the technical staff, the dress and the photography and everybody who make big a series. I can tell you that it's not easy to work with Carmine in the street. I know him very well, we live close, but every time we make a walk, 10 people from all over the world recognize him and ask a picture with him all the time, 10 times every hour.
I was going to ask, do you remember maybe the first time that that you got recognized? Do you remember the first time when you realized, oh, I'm kind of famous now?
No, non io non guardo essere famosi, per me è un mestiere come un altro.
For me it's just a job as another, so I don't care of being famous.
Bisogna rispettare qualsiasi mestiere.
You must respect any kind of job, so.
Quindi essere sempre umili e comunque il lavoro è sempre lungo da fare.
So you must be Umil, and the road is long.
Quindi,
but I can tell you it's true. Carmine,
c'è sempre da imparare.
I know him from before. Then he became famous and he remained the same. He talks with me or with somebody else, arrives somebody, asks for a picture, he makes his picture, and after start talking like before with the same.
Comunque è sempre bello essere conosciuti.
Anyway, he likes to be recognized. And
almeno lasciare qualcosa sulla terra prima che si muore è importante.
To leave something on the earth before dying is important. This for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the last thing I wanted to ask you about Gamora, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, you know, in mentioning that it brought people jobs and it actually helped people, you know, even some people that got out of jail and stuff. Whether because of Gamora or not, do you think Napoli is changing? And do you think it's changing for the better or for the worse?
No, Napoli non è che è migliorato grazie a Gomorra, è sempre stata comunque una delle città più belle al mondo, secondo il mio punto di vista. È piena d'umanità, quindi Gomorra ha portato solo le persone a osservare meglio Napoli e a conoscerla meglio. Ma se tu vieni con me a Scampia, non è che incontri persone che si sparano, ma è un quartiere popolare. Reso così dallo Stato, perché comunque chi abita comunque alle vele sono persone terremotate degli anni comunque 80.
The city is one of the most beautiful city in the world. Before and after Gomorra just let that the city was more known all over the world as a city. But if you come nowadays in Scampia, you find that 90% of good people always like before, and nobody shoot you just because you are in Scampia.
Però volevo dire questo, le persone che abitano le vele,
but the people that lives in the vale,
sono le persone terremotate degli anni 80.
Are the people, you know, in the 80, Napoli got a terrible earthquake. Okay.
Dovevano stare nelle vele solo 2 anni.
So many people, not only the people that left was without home after the earthquake, but many poor people was all concentrated in that area. So the problem is not the people, is the state who put all together poor people in an area without nothing else, leaving them to their own. So that is
le vele,
what comes out.
Le vele di Scampia sono nate per tenere le persone lì terremotate solo per 2 anni e sono restati 40 anni aspettando la casa dallo Stato.
It had to be a temporary process for that people, but they left all the people there without any kind of assistance. So this is what comes out, the result. I mean,
quindi sono persone da rispettare.
It's all people that must be respected, nothing else.
If for you, do you have a favorite scene that you worked on, or a favorite moment on set, or a favorite colleague and actor that you like to work with? But is there one specific scene or person that you loved working with or loved working on during the show?
Le persone che comunque sono più legato sono Salvatore Esposito e Marco D'Amore.
With Marco D'Amore, Salvatore Esposito for sure he has a big feeling.
Diciamo che l'assalto, quando faccio saltare un po' il palazzo con la bomba a mano, non so se ricordate quella scena.
If you remember the scene when he assault the palace and he has a bomb in his head,
bomba a mano
in his hand.
Quella lì era il abbiamo girato il 15 agosto, quindi era faceva molto caldo e avevamo comunque vestiti invernali.
It was the 15th of August.
Ferragosto.
Era Ferragosto, sì. But the scene was for the winter, so they were dressed with the clothes of winter, so it was very hot.
Se ci fate caso, in Gomorra la sera è sempre inverno.
If you put attention, in Gomorra is always winter. But
quindi,
they shoot even in summer.
Giriamo per 8 mesi, quindi.
Quindi quella scena?
Quella scena del 15 agosto è stata una scena molto bella, ma allo stesso punto molto difficile, perché
it has been seen and remembered because it was a very nice scene, but very hard because it was very hot and they were dressed like in winter.
The other follow-up question I had was, and we asked Giovanni the same question, but how do you separate Carmine the person, and then track, like when you're offset in your everyday life walking around, was there ever a convergence of these characters where maybe you're thinking like him a bit too much, or was there a separation process between the two?
Queste due persone sono una sola persona, comunque sono sempre io, solo che io nella vita quotidiana sono un ragazzo, un bravo ragazzo, solo che se un camorrista mi rompe il cazzo mi litigo lo stesso, cioè questo sono sempre stato comunque uno scugnizzo vero, non ho mai fatto reati perché non mi piaceva fare reati, però se qualcuno che rubava mi rompeva il cazzo mi litigavo comunque, quindi questa è la differenza tra Cammino Track. O Track è un criminale, Carmine è sveglio ma non è un criminale.
He says that in a certain way Track and Carmine are the same person because it's always him. He grown up, we use this typical word, is cugnizzi, is the young kids growing up in the street, okay? Even without making crime, just living on the streets because you have no money, because you're poor, because you live in a house with 10 people, because... So he has always been a scugnizzo, a kid growing in the streets, in the alleys. So if somebody breaks his balls, for example, he reacts as a truck, even if he never chose a crime life. Are two parts of his personality, in a way.
Perché avendo amici comunque che hanno fatto una brutta fine, io ero molto amici, ero molto comunque amico a loro, quindi loro hanno fatto una scelta, io non andavo con loro a fare quelle cose, però se qualcuno mi rompeva il cazzo io rispondevo a tono, quindi non avevo paura di queste persone che erano criminali, infatti sì. Mi dispettano tutti.
He always shared this time with people, with his friends who choose crime instead. So he knew how to manage, how to be, but he never chose that life. He wants to say with big conviction that he never chose that life, okay? He cares to say, I was with them, but I never chose that life. This is an important part of a process who grows up in an ambient, you understand? Say, yeah. I'm like you, but I don't act like you.
Voglio fare un esempio così capisco.
For example.
Quando passo sotto a qualche piazza di droga.
When he cross in a place where they sell drugs, for example.
E spaccia un ragazzino di 12-13 anni.
And there is a kid who's selling drug and has 12-13 years.
Io lo prendo e non lo faccio spacciare.
He tell him to not do that, for example.
E gli dico anche al capo suo di non chiamarlo più, se no lo faccio arrestare.
And even say to the boss of that guy to leave that guy because it's too young, if not he calls the police, for example.
E che questa merda la deve vendere lui, noi bambini.
Because this shit, he got to sell this shit, not the kids. Well, I have to say, as he said before, that anyway, Carmine is very respected in his area. So even people who make crime listen to him because there is this mediatic process that he becomes something.
Però posso dire anche che anche i criminali alle volte mi portano i loro nipoti che sono bravi ragazzi per fare qualcosa di artistico.
For example, even criminals brings their nephew to him to try to introduce them in the world of art and not in that world. According to the question you did before, if I can tell you something, I can tell you the city is changing. There is many people that before didn't think that could choose a different life. Because even if the movie and all this guy with all this shit in his head think that this can be a good life, many now are sure that maybe if they take 1,000 euro for months for doing any kind of job, for sure is better than risk that life. The direction that life has inside.
E molti bambini sono stati anche scelti.
It's more emerging in the consciousness of the people. It's not like 30 years ago, where you got nothing to do. I take a knife, I take a gun, and I start robbing, you know. Now, many people, I don't want to say that have no choice, but if you have a family, I mean, we are here, we are not in England, where there is, for the ones who have no money, a social benefit. Here, if you have money, nobody gives you nothing. Okay.
So volevo dire anche sta cosa.
Without money, so.
Volevo dire anche sta cosa e poi andiamo avanti con le domande, che uno dei ragazzi, c'è il film Tech Five, dove uno di questi ragazzi, che era un, diciamo, un piccolo criminale, è stato in carcere, poi ha lavorato in Tech Five e si è dimostrato un grandissimo attore. Manuela, lo hai andato a Tech Five biondo?
For example, there's another movie produced by Divaio, it's called Tech Five. And
io l'ho preso da una piazza, lui.
In that movie, he chose the actor, one of the actors, that he was a guy who was selling drugs. And now he's become an actor and he doesn't make crime anymore.
Quindi un po' di track di me, nel mio essere c'è sempre, proprio nel bene.
There's always a bit of track in his being, but oriented to the good.
Yeah, understood. Before we let you go, Carmine, if you can let us know, what's life been like you now in the couple of years since you've been done with Gomorrah? Like, what have you been up to? Do you have any goals, maybe, for the future?
Io comunque scrivo corti, scrivo progetti, scrivo film, quindi poi ho fatto altri film che sono usciti comunque solo in Italia, per questo non li conoscete.
He did other movies, for sure. And he loves writing, and he's writing some shorts with some other directors. And so cinema is part of his life now, for sure.
Poi abbiamo altri progetti importanti con Francesco Cinque Mani, un film che dobbiamo fare, speriamo che il Covid ce lo permette a breve.
He had to play a role with another director. He's a Roman director who worked in the United States too. Is Francesco Cinque Mani.
Lavorato con Morgan Freeman, con
he
John Travolta.
With Morgan Freeman, with John Travolta.
E lui deve fare una serie, un film che deve girare ai quartieri spagnoli, dove sarò uno dei protagonisti assoluti del film.
He was going to shoot a movie in the quartieri spagnoli, where Carmine will be one of the main characters. And I add is helping him to write. Lo saprò io andare a scrivere.
Sì,
no?
sì.
They're
yes.
Writing together now. So,
conoscendo bene la realtà criminale.
Since he knows the reality, of course, he helps the director.
Poi ho scritto anche un corto dedicato a un ragazzo disabile che sarà il protagonista, però lui è disabile veramente. La storia dedicata a sto ragazzo disabile sarà un corto che poi casomai vi girerò e lo vedrete.
He's writing even a short movie about this guy on a wheelchair that is really his friend, is a real person, and inspired this short that when will be ready, Carmine will send you to show you.
Yeah, perfect, yeah, we'd love to see it.
Lo dedichiamo a lui, l'ho scritto senza mettere il ruolo a me, eh. L'ho scritto proprio per scrivere una cosa bene.
He wrote this screenplay without a role for him. Just because he wanted to write the story.
Lui è il protagonista.
He's the protagonist, the first character.
Okay, well, yeah, no, we look forward to it. And thanks again for your time, Carmine. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Fabio, as well, for all your help with the translations and making sure that nothing was lost in translation. The Gomorrah podcast is created by Joseph Cacharo and Ryan Sadu. It's produced by Ryan and hosted by me, Joseph. If you're passionate about Gomorrah, please subscribe to the show and share it with your friends. Until next time, Apostle.